My grandchildren can just have the spirit of repentance. They'll come to what's right. They'll come to what's right. True repentance makes things right that are wrong. True repentance. There's some husbands and wives that are just living together in Pentecost. There's things in homes and in hearts. You say, but Brother Morton, no. Yeah, I'm going to preach this. It's us that's here tonight. It's the apostolic family that's gathered here tonight. There's things in homes that need to be made right. There's husbands that need to make some things right with their wives. There's some wives that need to make things right with their husbands. But the husband thinks, it's my wife, I can treat her any way I want to. It's my husband, I can treat him any way I want to. I'm still here. I haven't left him or I haven't left her. But it would be a happier home if the spirit of repentance would come into that home. The wedge that's driven between husband and wife is there needs to be a spirit of repentance. Let's lift our hands and call on the Lord. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Parents and teenagers need to get their hearts together. Teenager, if you've got a feeling in your heart against your mom or your dad or your parents or your home, get the spirit of repentance. I'm going to go a little further. It could be that mom and dad's not handling it right. They may be wrong. You say, why are I doing that case? Go to your preacher in the spirit of repentance and let the preacher work it out between you. I feel this tonight. Let the preacher work it out between you and the parents. And if we parents are wrong, let's get it right. If there's something wrong between you and your friend, let's get it fixed. If there's something wrong between the pastor and the saint, let's get it fixed. Preacher, it may be your place to go to brother and sister so-and-so and talk to them. It may be their place to come to you. But I'm not going to stand here tonight and say I'm Von Morton and I'm the pastor and I'm too big to go to anybody. I'm telling you, I'm in this to be saved before I'm a preacher, before I'm anything else. And I can't be wrong with saints. And I can't be wrong with my friends. And go to heaven. There's going to be differences of thought and so forth and so on. But when a spirit comes between, there's men that I disagree with, but there's not a spirit between us. There's not a feeling between. I know where they're at and they know where I'm at. But when a feeling comes, when a spirit comes, I'm telling you, we need to fix it. We need to fix it. I'm talking about the spirit of it. Whatever's wrong, whatever's wrong, whatever's wrong, it needs to be made right. In Luke chapter 15, it was the spirit of repentance that brought the prodigal son home. It wasn't until he repented. If we've got a lost son or daughter, mother, father, somebody out there without God, what we need to pray is, oh God, let the spirit of repentance get in their heart. It was the spirit of repentance that got in the prodigal son's heart that brought him home. He said in verse 18, Father, I have sinned. That's repentance. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. He had the true spirit of repentance, and it brought him home. It brought him home. It brought him home. And the true spirit of repentance will bring us to a right place with God. I'm telling you, if we'll get the spirit of repentance in our heart tonight, it'll bring us to where we ought to be in God. And maybe we've been trying to figure out what's wrong. Why ain't I making progress? It could be we need to repent. Let's let God deal with us tonight. Let's let God talk to us tonight. Let's let God convict us tonight. Let's get it right tonight. It could make the difference in this camp meeting. This night can make the whole difference in this camp meeting. Let's worship God again. Oh, let's call upon the Lord. Glory to God. Glory. Let's call upon the Lord. Hallelujah. It really could. This night could make the difference in this camp meeting. Something, we're not through here tonight. Something could happen in this altar service. Something can happen in this altar service tonight that could be a breakthrough in this camp meeting that could carry over to all of the services that are to be. Something could break loose in this camp meeting tonight that we as preachers and saints that are here could get a hold of it and take it back to our churches. And in churches, oh, we need God. We need God. I'm tired of fussing. I'm tired of feuds. I'm tired of differences. And I'm not talking about compromise. I'm not talking about I'm just tired. I'm not even thinking about a letting down. That don't even enter my mind. But if you want to fuss, go fuss. I don't want to fuss with nobody. I just want to preach the truth. I want to do what's right. I can't be fussing and cussing and fighting all the time and be right with God. I want to be right with God. And you say, oh, Brother Morton, I don't like this. I don't like that about you. I'm sorry. Forgive me, but I'm just me. And I'm sorry. Oh, I don't want to offend nobody. But oh, I want to be saved. I'm telling you, I want to be saved. I don't want to go to hell. And I want to tell you, we're not to heaven yet. I tell you, one time I was preaching for old brother Ike Terry before he passed away. This was years ago when he was pastoring there in California. Some of you know him. And you, when you think of him, and if you know him, you really love him and like him, or you really don't like him. There ain't no in between. I really liked him. I'm telling you what, when I was going through the hardest trial of my life, he saved me. He helped me. He rescued me. And after he done that, for the next 30 years, he reproved me. He rebuked me. He got me. Brother McMullen, when you was in California, maybe he would get me. I was a grown man. I'm telling you, I was 50-something years old. And he'd say, come here, I want to talk to you. You know what I'd done? I took it because he loved me, because he cared. I need an elder in my life. I need somebody that'll deal with me. But one time I was preaching for him, and I made mention of a couple that was in his church. I said, Brother Terry, that seems to be such a fight there. And he looked at me in his bald-headed Brother Terry way. He said, I don't know if they are or not. He said, I don't even know if I have any good saints or not. I said, oh. And then he explained it to me. He said, Brother Morton, it's like this. He said, you don't know if they're good or not. He said, so far, that couple, so far, so good. But he said, I don't know how good they are because they haven't finished yet. He said, you can't judge it till it's over. You can't judge it till it's finished. And there's truth in that. There's truth in it. He said, now if I was going to preach their funeral, I'd say they died in the faith and everything was all right. They made it. But he said they may backslide before they finish. Hey, I want to tell you, they ain't none of us finished yet. I realize that brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so and so-and-so is the good people. But we don't know. They haven't finished. You don't know how good I am or how bad I am. I haven't finished yet. I want to finish. I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. on. We don't want to go to hell. We don't want to be lost. Come on, let's get the spirit of repentance. I'm going to tell you, before my ministry, I want to be saved. Before I'm a pastor, I want to be saved. Before I'm a preacher, I want to be saved. That's what it's all about. Less preaching to others, I become a castaway. And every once in a while, somebody among us backslides. Every once in a while, somebody among us goes the way of Cain. And we just say, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. It stuns us all. But I want to tell you, preacher, Satan, us, we haven't finished yet. And if, Brother Holmes, if I don't have the spirit of repentance in my heart, I'm going to fail. If I don't have the spirit of making it right in my heart, I'm going to fail. I won't make it. It all depends on me. It really does. The Bible says in Ezekiel 18 and 30, it says, repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions. I realize that was written in the Old Testament, but it's for us today. The spirit of that scripture lives today. It says, repent and turn yourselves from all your transgression, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. I'm telling you, if we've got something in our heart, if we've got something in our home, if we've got something in our spirit, I am telling you, it's going to be our ruin if we don't repent. And I'm going to say this tonight while it's on my mind. When you get 66 years old, you got to say it while you think about it. And sometime you wish you'd have thought about it and forgot it. But anyway, in the year 2000, I prophesied. I didn't say the Lord, I said me. But I am a true prophet tonight. I said in the year 2000, I said in 5 years, in the year 205, I said, Apostolic Pentecost is going to be a different Pentecost. And you know why I said it? And I'm not going to dwell on it tonight. But I said it because of the internet. Now it's fixed. Now it can get real quiet in here. I am going to tell you, internet is worse than television. Now, I'm fixing to say some things. Brother Holmes is not responsible. I'm responsible for myself. And if you disagree with me, that's all right. I'm not going to fuss with you. You can believe what you want to believe. In the church that I pastor, hear me out before you judge me. Are you listening? Some of you just now started listening. And that is this. In the church that I pastor, I wrestled and 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 I wrestled some more with this internet business. Okay. In our church, you can't sing in the choir. You can't be an usher. You can't do anything unless you have a prescribed block on your internet. And you know what? When I done that, and I follow up on it, I'm not just preaching it. I had 4 adults leave because they said, that's being dictatorial. You're dictating. No, it was, they wanted, and you know what? I didn't beg them. I didn't plead with them. I tried to get them to repent, but they walked out the door because I said, you got to have a block on your internet. I'm telling you what, you're not going to sing in my choir. You're not going to be an usher. You can come, and you can sit, and you can worship, and you can repent. But I'm telling you, the internet is the worst thing that's hit Pentecost. We have stood against television, and the devil snuck this in. And video is still out the door. I thank God. There may be here tonight, but I don't see no video cameras, and I thank God. And when I say video, I mean none. I mean DVD. I mean none. It's out. It's over. It's through. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. If everybody's mind was flashed upon a screen right now, there would be some embarrassed people here. You don't have to be a prophet. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be educated. You can be as dumb as me. And know there's people in this place tonight that's on the internet, and you're in places that you shouldn't be, and it's filthy, and it's nasty, and it's rotten, and you've got a spirit, and it's getting in your home, it's getting in your church, and there needs to be some repentance tonight. Praise God. I'm telling you what, I'm not going to take a stand against television like I have and video like I have. And when I say video, I mean no birthday parties, no weddings, no nothing. Zero. I'm not going to take a stand like that and then let the devil has come along with this internet business. Everybody thinks they got to have it. You know what it is? It's boiling down. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I repent. I'm not sorry. I'm telling you what it is. It's boiling down. It's boiling down to an individual affair. All I know, God has allowed this internet. He could have stopped it, but He didn't. You know why? It's boiling down to an individual affair. If you got the goods, you're going to stay in the right places. Even if it wasn't for internet, if you've got the spirit of going to the wrong places on the internet, if there was no internet, you'd be reading Playboy or Playgirl magazine. Lord, let's raise our hands and call on God. Hallelujah. I ain't got time to preach everything I need to preach tonight. But you're getting the gist of what I'm talking about. I may not even touch on what you're doing. I've never seen so much lying. And I'm talking about lying. I've never seen so much stealing. I'm telling you what, where I pastor, maybe it's... You know, I'm telling you what. If we ain't got a devil in California, they don't have them kind of devils. We got 36 million of them out there. Maybe it's me. I'm trying to have a clean church. You can come to my church and you can find things wrong. But I'm telling you what, that's my long suffering and not my doctrine. I'm doing my best to do my best. And you can come there and pick something. But I want to tell you, I've never wrestled with so many spirits and so many devils. And in my Christian school, this ain't no Christian school. The spirits I've wrestled with in Christian school, I'm telling you what, we had about 60 students less this last year than we used to have. Because I'm telling you what, we've just been cleaning them out. It don't make no difference if it's the best saint in the church. Sometimes you just got to put them out. You got to deal with it. You can't favor. I'm telling you what, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. I've never wrestled against so many spirits. The spirit of adultery, the spirit of fornication, the spirit of cheating and lying. Some of you folks stuck off here somewhere in the woods, maybe you don't know what I'm talking about, but come to the city and you'll find out. Say, oh, Brother Morton, I ain't having no problems in my church. Maybe you ain't got no people in your church. Jeff Dykes, where have you been? I just now noticed you. How could I miss that? But I'm telling you, where there's people, there's problems. Now, let me tell you something that some of you don't know. I love Brother and Sister Holmes. If I didn't, I wouldn't be here. I am happy to be identified with the Arkansas camp meeting. I'm happy to have my mug with the rest of them. That's right. Because you put my mug up beside Brother McMullen, and I really look good. But anyway, I'm going to give you a little breather, but we're going to start in again. But you see this beautiful building? You think, oh, this beautiful building, this choir, these facilities, everything is wonderful. I'm going to tell you, the devil is just as real here. There's fornication here. There's stealing here. There's lying here. There's bad spirits here. It's everywhere. I'm just trying to give you a revelation. It's everywhere. It's not just in California. It's just not in our... It's everywhere. You may be... I'm telling you, it's everywhere. The devil is loose. The devil knows his time is short. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Come on, let's pray the spirit of repentance comes. Oh, God, get a hold of us. Let me tell you, there's some of you men and women and young people right now, you're wrestling with spirits at home, at work, at school, in your church. You're wrestling with spirits. You can come to church and the spirits are there and you're fighting these spirits and you're wrestling these spirits and you're about to wear out. The only thing that's going to help you overcome is to have a spirit of repentance. As long as we've got a spirit of repentance, we'll overcome. We'll make it. We'll make it. We'll make it. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. You got a desire. You're going to make it. Job said, he said, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Job had the spirit of repentance. The Bible says that Peter went out and wept bitterly. That means he went out and repented. Judas didn't have the spirit of repentance. He went out and hanged himself. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Tonight, everybody here is going to do one or the other. We're going to weep bitterly in this altar tonight. Or we're going to go out and hang ourselves. I'm heading for a close. The musicians can come. But I'm like Brother Booker, and you can tell him I said it when he gets here. When I call for the musicians, that don't mean nothing. But it does mean more than if Brother Booker called for him. The Bible says in Romans 2 and 4, the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Hear me, I'm headed for a close. The goodness of God. Do you know what's in this place tonight? It's the goodness of God. You know who's talking to you right now? Not Von Morton, the Holy Ghost. I'm only a mouthpiece. I'm only a conduit that the Holy Ghost is flowing through. The goodness of God is talking to us tonight. It's the goodness of God that sent the preacher along. Not because it's me. It could be anybody. It's the goodness of God that sent the preacher along tonight to talk to us about repentance. Because God knows that's the answer. That's the answer. The Bible said the goodness of God... I feel the goodness of God in this place tonight. The goodness of God leadeth you to repentance. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 7 and 9, he said, now I rejoice, not that ye were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance. He said, I'm not rejoicing because you were made sorry. He said, but your sorrow led you to repentance. We got to feel sorry tonight. We got to feel sorry. We got to feel guilty. We need to feel sorry for our sins. And 2 Chronicles 7 and 10, Corinthians 7 and 10 says, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. Godly sorrow. And the Bible said in Revelation 3 and 19, he said, as many as I love. God loves us tonight, apostolics. God loves us tonight. He said, as many as I love, he said, I rebuke and I chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. God is calling us tonight to repentance. You say, but Brother Morton, I'm here and I don't really think. I'm telling you what, let's just all repent tonight. Let's repent of what we don't even know to repent of. Let's get godly sorrow. Let's let the goodness of God, we may come to this altar and God talk to us about something. We may have to make a phone call tonight to make something right. We need to purpose in our heart tonight. We may have to go home and make something right. We may have to go to somebody in this camp meeting tonight and make something right. Man, I've had people come to me and say, Brother Morton, and I didn't even know it. I didn't even know it. I didn't even know it. But I want to be right with God. Hey, it said, be saved, therefore, and repent. Bible said in Revelation, it said He gave her space to repent. She repented not. God has given us a space tonight to repent. God has given us a space to repent. Let's don't go out and hang ourselves. The Bible said in the book of Joel, rent your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for He is gracious. And then the Bible says of this, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I'm telling you tonight, He said, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive, and I will heal. We need to turn from our wicked ways. I believe tonight there's people sitting in this congregation. I don't know who you are, but God is talking to you, and God is dealing with you. You know that He is. Something's popped up in your mind. You may be sneaking around smoking cigarettes. You may be having an adulterous affair somewhere. You may be stealing from the church. I've never heard of so much stealing from churches as I've heard it of late. I don't know what's going on in your home. I don't know what's going on in your heart. But God tonight is calling us to repentance. But the Bible said if we will confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's stand and lift our hands and cry out to God. Oh, itabo shata gataba. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's cry out to God. This altar's open right now. We don't have to wait for music. This altar's open now. Let's find a place to pray. Come on, don't just bury your face in a pew somewhere. Let's, as many as we can, get in this altar tonight and find a place to pray. Let's make things right with God. Let's make things right with our husband or our wife. Let's make things right with our pastor, our children, our mother, our father. Well, let's find a place to pray. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Itabu shata katabahasaya. Inala katabariya sanda. The spirit of repentance. We're talking about the spirit of repentance. Let's get right with God. Let's lay before the Lord. Oh. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Well, what a message we heard by Elder Morton tonight on the spirit of repentance. And we heard different things. He came at it from different angles. And I know that we usually don't hear this type of a message, especially these days. And I thought, isn't this interesting? Right before the holidays, we're hearing about this message about the spirit of repentance. And some folks might think, well, how would this apply? You know, we want a message of joy, of peace, an uplifting message. But then I thought about it. You know what, church? Sometimes it's during the holidays where we need to really, really get our minds right. And we're going to be meeting with families and family members. Brother Morton talked about it, about families reuniting, repenting, making things right, husbands and wives, family members. And especially during this holiday season, let's begin to mend some fences. Let's begin to repair some walls, and let's begin to repent with each other. If there's something that's not right in a family member or a friend or someone in the church, hey, let's be praying about it here in the next week or two. And let's ask the Lord to give us the wisdom and the right timing to go to someone and repent with them and make sure we make things right as we begin this new year. And why is it that we want to do this? Why is it that we need to do this, church? Because we want to have revival. God has already given us the seeds of revival. He's given us the vision of revival. We've been talking about what's happening here on Saturday mornings with our evangelism prayer meeting. God is opening the door for revival, and we need to do our part, and that is to make sure that we make our paths straight with our brother, with our sister, our family member, whoever it may be. Let's get everything right, lined up properly, so that the Lord can begin to open that door of revival for our church. Praise God. Well, once again, it is good to have everyone on the call. Again, we will not be having service on Wednesday night. We may do another devotion here during the middle of the week, as the holiday is going to be coming on Friday and Saturday, and we will let you know by sending out a message to let you know what's going to be happening there, if that is the case. But otherwise, we want to wish everyone a great week. Be meditating, be praying, and again, be thinking about that prayer clock. If you have any question on that, send us a text message. You can send a message to Sister Aline or Sister Cindy. They're the ones that put that prayer clock together, and they can send you out a picture of that prayer clock if you are interested in, so you can continue to be praying this week for the needs of our church. With that said, everyone, have a great night in Jesus' name, and God bless everyone. Amen.